This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Lifetime warranty. I've never had to turn any of mine into them, never had any destroyed. And day after tomorrow, big new announcement coming. They're changing the game a little bit, and it's a really important little bit. Now, what do we do if come November, the morning after the election, we're looking around and Hillary is the president? What do we do? The media is correct. What do we do if they succeed and if all of these Republicans who are saying never Trump and everything, what if they win? What can we do to prepare for that? There are a couple things to take into consideration. All right? And we can hope that these all remain tame and, you know, not combative, as in, you know, in the field combative. It is not a slam dunk that all is lost. We can still fight for our rights that are recognized in the Constitution. You probably want to know how that would happen. The best example is to look at what happened during the Obama administration. For the most part, gun rights expanded. And Obama tried a lot of things. Now, he did not get, you know, he's tried to sway the court. He's tried to sway the court, and he's tried to top load the court, and that has not functioned. So, gun rights expanded, not so much at the federal level, but at the state level. And it's at the state level that the impact is the most felt. It's also at the state level that you and me can do the most to fight for these rights. This is how all 50 states and D.C. has carry laws. Not all are great, but they do have carry laws. New York and California, being the liberal strongholds that they are, being the exceptions to expanding gun rights, and of course there's New Jersey. We've also seen Obama use every tactic open to him to try to push for more restrictions, including executive orders that, for the most part, failed to do anything because you can't make law. He can't make law. So all they could do was look at laws that already existed. So what do we need to do? The fight at the local level, come Trump or Clinton, has to keep going. At the state level, even if pantsuit wins, we must keep electing pro-rights legislators' office. We must work with the street-level rights groups. The NRA is a big kid on the playground at the national level, but it's the state-level groups that are lobbying at the state level that's doing the most to keep your rights and also expand on those rights. You know, if volunteer with these groups if you want to. In Minnesota, GOCRA, for example, is one such group that is making a big difference there. Now, there's something else you need to prepare for. That's an ammo shortage. The last two elections after Obama won, there was a run on ammo like nobody had ever seen before. People will be panic buying, causing a shortage. During his second term win, there were months that it was difficult to find the common calibers like 9mm and .223-556. If you've been paying attention and learning from the past, you may have been stocking up over the last year while ammo has been easier to find. Continue to do this. Semi-auto rifles are another area where we may see a shortage happen again. If there are any hints that Hillary would push another assault weapons ban, people will begin buying up the AR-15s and the AK-47 variants everywhere. That also happened 4 years ago. I'm not suggesting to go out and buy a few AR-15s, but my big suggestion is to make sure you have spare parts. This is an area that Democrats may target, and in fact, Obama is now targeting because he's going after the gunsmiths with executive orders. Gunsmiths make up one of the largest groups, or gun owners make up one of the largest groups in this country. We cross gender and race boundaries. We also cross sexual orientation and age boundaries, and working together, we can make a stand. I hope it doesn't come to that, but we can definitely make a stand. I remember when Scalia died, and I got a text from somebody saying, "All is lost, Scalia has died." And absolutism, while I, as far as the Second Amendment is concerned, I am an absolutist when it comes to that. But getting out there and seeing doom is, for lack of a better word, counterproductive for me. I don't find it a good idea to go out there and I don't think it's a good idea to go out there and believe. How do you get involved in a struggle, any sort of a struggle? Isn't life a struggle? I mean, people who don't want to participate in that struggle, they kill themselves. And I have never sat back and said, I wonder what it's like to want to kill yourself. I will fight until the last minute. I will fight even if it means going to beyond debating and getting into combat. And if I have to get into combat, I will fight and be mobile. And I will link up with people like me. And some of us, without a doubt, will die. And I knew that when I was in the military. Had no illusions about that. That part of it is something I would do if it comes to it. Until that time comes, I will sit here trying to make a difference, trying to convince somebody, hoping against hope that one of these guest numbers that I see in here that doesn't have a name is somebody who's on the fence, who doesn't really understand why we're into this Second Amendment thing, this gun thing. Trying to reach out to somebody constantly and make a difference to the point to where they at least become a critical thinker and think to themselves, this is not something I've ever heard before. Why haven't I ever heard this viewpoint? That part is important to me, and I will continue to do that no matter what the media says, because they're a bunch of lying people. We don't need to pay attention to them at all. Anyway, let's take a moment, shall we? Calm down. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Stay tuned to this space for Thursday, because I will be making an announcement about something new they've got coming out. It's going to be stupendous. It's going to change some things. You know, for those people that look across the spectrum of things that have been helped by Obama since he's been president, of course, the gun industry has gotten more help from him than they ever did from, say, you know, Dirty Harry was shooting out the countryside in San Francisco in the 1970s. More guns sold than with any other president before. More background checks than ever before. Believe it or not, it has been the same with some breeds of dogs, because it seems that some people, wealthier ones usually, show more interest in getting protection dogs because they're worried about the future if one candidate wins. I'm going to tell you something about dog breeders here in a minute. That's good for breeders of German Shepherds, Rottweilers, Doberman Pinschers, and Mastiffs, the latter of which, by and large, are the size of a Ford Focus. It's good for dog trainers who sometimes see a little burst of business leading up to a presidential election, too. Wendy Camp, who runs the MIMS-based Global Canine Group, said there's always talk about martial law. That's getting really political when it comes to dog training, isn't it? Now, is it an issue about which name dragged that, you know, made that jump up? We know who it is. The bigger questions for me are, is a protection dog a good option for home security? Is it better or worse than a gun? Is a guard dog for me? To the first question, Camp, who's been training dogs for nearly three decades, calls protection dogs a good supplement to home security. Alarm aside, it takes a brave or very desperate smash-and-grab burglar to break into a home if they hear a Rottweiler on the other side of the door. Most protection dogs, if raised and trained properly, are extremely loyal and part of the family. Stranger comes to the house, a good protection guard will, you know, they will stand with some menace between family members and the household guests. They will constantly be alert to any movement against a family member. To the second question, are dogs better than a gun? Camp really can't say. Camp said, well, you don't need a concealed permit for a protection dog. She's an owner of two German Shepherds, and I don't even lock my door. But let's face it, dog isn't going to accidentally shoot someone or get stolen and used in a crime. And I doubt you're going to feel good with a gun at the foot of your child's bed every night. Then again, you can't run around with a Rottweiler in your purse now, can you? The last question is a little tougher because there's a few downsides to owning protection dogs. And this is where it gets into the dicey part. Expense is a major one. You could spend a few thousand dollars on a protection puppy and up to 5 to 10 times that amount on a fully trained guard dog. So we're talking $20,000 for a fully trained protection dog with a good pedigree. Training could run into $3,000, $5,000, she added. Then there's insurance. The Insurance Information Institute reports that dog bites and other dog-related injuries accounted for more than one-third of all homeowners' insurance liability claim dollars paid out in 2015, and that was $570 million. So the list that they will not, that it costs more, it's more expensive to insure, is Pit Bull Terriers, Staffordshire Terriers, Rottweilers, German Shepherds, Preza Canarios, Chow Chows, Doberman Pinschers, Akitas, Wolf Hybrids, Mastiffs, Cane Corsos, Great Danes, Alaskan Malamutes, and Siberian Huskies. And then there's the part that bugs me the most, which is lifespan. Not because I'm some non-feeling, money-grubbing, bean-counting fool that gets out there and says, look at this money I invested. It's because that causes a lot of heartbreak. I mean, who out there has owned a dog that you've had all of that dog's life, or most, you know, a big portion, double figures of your own life, and then one day you know, the inevitable happens because you're looking, what, 15 years if you're extremely fortunate in a dog's life, right? Then that's not only a lot of money that's gone, but it's a great amount of heartbreak. And that's where the practicality comes in there, because guns do not die. I love dogs. I will always have dogs. I have had a dog that was of law enforcement stock, and she died 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And she had been with us for 12 years. She had outlived her lifespan by 3 years. And then in the end, it happened so quick because one day she was okay, and the next day she had cancer. And it was horrible. It was horrible because to the very end, she was still up and bright and viable and ready to go. And we couldn't allow her to suffer. So it's a dog. I'll always have them. They'll always rip me. They'll rip me out of frame. One thing about dogs, though, buyer beware. There is a company here in South Carolina called Black River Canine. They'll take your money. You won't ever see a dog. Black River Canine. They were going to be a sponsor of the show. And one of the reasons they're not a sponsor of the show is because they can't deliver. But they'll take your money all day long. And unfortunately, they took some money from some people that listen to me. And they are charlatans. They are frauds. And if there's any karma in the world, this will catch up to them. Because they take money, and they do not deliver a dog. If you're going to buy a dog, make sure that whoever you're going to buy it from has a website, has a place that is a separate facility, and has dogs. Don't buy promises. Don't buy intentions. None of that's any good. You don't want any of it. And by all means, stay away from Black River Canine in the upstate of South Carolina. Simpsonville, South Carolina, to be exact. Guard dogs. I never knew that guard dogs had like a lull, you know, peaks and valleys as far as, but I mean, when you're talking about a guard dog, you are talking about a lot of money. I mean, for a good one. And it's surprising the ones that are considered to be primo, much better than the German Shepherds, which are my favorite breed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the U. Daniel, mark that down. That's the first one this show. The second call defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Coming soon, I mean like day after tomorrow, they got a new product that's about to break. This is a look of Kydex you've never seen before in your life. And you'll be hearing about it here, right here. Now then, there is a website called The Nation. I don't know if it's thenation.com, just look for The Nation. It'll be the, it'll be the one with the angst around it. And recently, one of their writers, Patrick Blanchfield, he wrote, "They're coming for the ones you love." Now, you could take a look at this article, and you could see this article, and you, if you're somebody like me, you're going to run out of, you're going to, use two highlighters on it trying to get all the good stuff out of there. Because there's a lot of not-so-subtle mockery and rolling of eyes and inevitable outlier quotes. Looking at it, though, as treatment of self-defense considerations and training is useful, if not exactly important, in several ways. Now, in all fairness, initially we have to give out this prop. It is candid, albeit from a subtle anti-perspective. Our public discourse on Second Amendment issues and specifically concealed carries is in desperate need of such candor, especially as a pivotal election approaches. But in light of this sort of blarney, however, it's constructive to know what trivia distracts the eye and draws the scorn of those who think meaningful self-defense ought to be the exclusive province of well-intentioned, if preponderantly unavailable, professional civil servants, rather than a natural right of considerable vintage and an obvious essential prerogative for me and you, because we want to be autonomous. Now, here we would, a reprise would be helpful here. Following a nerve-jarring incident in the middle of the night, Blanchfield, wisely in most people's view, accepted his self-described panic as a dawning recognition that his defensive reactions were a reflection of unconscious incompetence. That was had to be a very busy moment for him. I mean, all of that thinking. That was really a lot of thinking on this one. So, through some very complex machinations, his next step from there was... Well, he decided to go to Frontsight Firearms Training Institute in Pahrump, Nevada. Now, theoretically, at least, it would be a good story for a freelance writer and academic, and those reactions could be molded into something more like confidence and clear thinking in a defensive situation. So, prop number two, a good plan. However, 4,100 words later, and in light of our own recent... you know, experiences here and there when it comes to training. I have to reiterate, at least it was candid. And, of course, Blanchfield is entitled to his own opinion. It's one of the things I took an oath to protect was his opinion, no matter how crazy it might be. It's also based on one of those amendment thingies, if memory serves. But with that said, there are ample bones, as the aphorism goes, to pick. So in no particular order. Is there really some problem with the obligations and responsibilities of Cooper's color codes? All the color codes are really stating... And they're put in steps so they're easier to maintain. But all they're really stating is to pay some damned attention and have a plan, you nitwit. That's all it is. So, and this is all about armed defense and conditions. So yellow and orange are, in fact, the best way to avoid the need for some sort of confrontation. But pretending that red will never happen, and thus being helpless when it does, is willful ignorance, as more than 1.16 million violent crime victims or their surviving family members can gruesomely attest. The actual strength and purpose of the color codes is emphatically not to make you paranoid or trigger happy, but rather as a logical razor, keeping you mentally prepared and on edge. You know, it's sort of a... It's a good idea. Suffice to say. Just have a plan. And could we stop the idiotic baseball bat metaphors and suggestions? Have you ever tried that in your own house? A hallway, a doorway, carry it everywhere you go. Take a baseball bat and try to hit anything. Try it at the age of 75. You'll throw out your back. Then again, next is what is it precisely that worries you about 14.5 million CCW permit holders, however granted or licensed? There is a wide variation in the state-based requirements for concealed carry. That was part of the Constitution, too, dimwit. And Between near constant and condescending assertions of gross civilian incompetence, including the missive that had to be partially retracted from the nation's own pages, isn't more and better training a la Front Sight and similar organizations automatically preferable to less or none at all? And note that the same demographic, however gently impugned or variously permitted, remains 6 to 10 times more law-abiding than law enforcement, and thereby 180 to 300 times more law-abiding than the average citizen. Yeah, 300 times. Not percent. So then, you know, the next point is, so the NRA should not train millions of Americans in firearm safety. It's the same vein as a licensing snipe. There's no attempt to create or at least besmirch any link between the NRA's legislative instructor certification and training programs. In what way precisely is more training bad, especially with such training including basic gun safety, shooting concealed carry instruction, non-shooting safety training for very young children? Then there's the cheap shots at the attendees. I don't even know what that does. There was a 17-year-old, 25-year-old, you know. We live in a world where supposed adults are obsessed by Pokemon Go, and you got some issues with some of the people there learning how to shoot. Then you find the Front Sight marketing to be cheesy. That's interesting. It would have been nice to have written his fiancée's name in the hostage, on the hostage silhouette in the target array. But you've got to be serious about these training classes if you're going to go to them. You can deride it all you like. Has nothing. You know, there's no substance to what you're talking about. You're just an idiot. But that's what he took away from it. He wrote 4,100 words about how this is bad and how this is bad and how that's bad. Why did you go? What about what made you go in the first place when you heard that loud bump in the night and you thought, well, I'm grossly underprepared to defend myself? How about that? Did that matter? Why didn't you pay attention to the training you were taking? Did you have a gun in your hands and were you making all these observations with a gun in your hands? You're not supposed to do that, moron. Just write for the nation. Good luck to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Day after tomorrow, there's going to be an announcement, so stand by for that. This is going to be sort of what we're about to talk about. A redefinition of Kydex is what you'll be getting from G-Code day after tomorrow. But as we go away, last month, the Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey took it upon herself to unilaterally redefine the Massachusetts semi-automatic gun ban, effectively banning millions of additional semi-automatic firearms with nothing more than a stroke of her pen. And this was up against an 18 to 20 year standing under, or, you know, it was the understanding, long-standing understanding of what was and wasn't allowed. Okay? Now, as the Massachusetts gun owners scramble to find out whether her redefinition of banned assault weapons has turned their firearms into contraband and turned law-abiding people into overnight criminals, the Democrats are lining up in Massachusetts to applaud this scheme, which is exactly the opposite of what they should be doing, because this is, in fact, ex post facto. Okay? These things that were legal before she made this move are now illegal. Now, last week, she apparently convinced Democrats and allied groups to join the cheering section in Boston for her new gun ban by decree. In pep rallies staged for the press with the obligatory backdrop of uniformed police, earnest ministers, and tearful victims' mommies, she recruited one Democrat after another to defend her false-hearted and plainly extra-legal maneuver. As the press reports detailed on Tuesday, it was the Massachusetts Medical Society that stepped forward to applaud Healy's gimmick. As the president of that group, Dr. James Gesner, said in a letter sent to Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker and the leaders of the Massachusetts House and Senate, who better to huck Healy's ham-fisted gun ban hogwash than a doctor? Because doctors are smart with a capital S, right? Well, the ones at Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership are, but these guys are just gun grabbers. Clinton and A.G. Healy can surround themselves with armed security 24/7, 365, because they're important. But the rest of us can just sit down, shut up, do as we're told, and take our medicine. So the doctor says so. So, in supporting Healy's executive gun ban on the medical group's website, Dr. Gesner said the group is guided by the principles of reducing the number of deaths, disabilities, and injuries attributable to guns. Now, that sounds great. You know, it's until you realize that your chances of being murdered in Massachusetts by a criminal with a rifle are about four orders of magnitude lower than your chances of being killed by a doctor through so-called medical misadventure. In 2014, not a single person was killed in Massachusetts with a rifle, or 2012, or 2011, or 2010. In fact, over the past 5 years in Massachusetts, a grand total of two people were killed with rifles of any kind, let alone the so-called assault rifle. In that same five-year time frame, an estimated 10,000 Massachusetts residents died due to medical misadventure by those very same doctors who want to tell you how to live or die. Depending on who you ask, medical misadventure is either the sixth leading or third leading cause of death in America today. So it's understandable that the doctors might want to change the subject, just as Clinton and their fellow Democrats want to do in the election year. Gun control is always really good for that, because we're forced to defend against it. And we don't get to sit back and say, hey, Clinton, you never did anything. Why should you be president? We're too busy defending against gun control. And, you know, for doctors to get out there and start saying, well, we need to stop this epidemic of gun violence while they're killing people. I remember when I was in the hospital, which thankfully that's receding further and further in the rearview mirror as we go, but there were two things going on. They had devoted an entire ward to the flu, and they kept coming and putting something in my nostrils to keep me from getting MRSA, which I'm not even really sure what it is, but apparently they really didn't want me to get it. And I was in the hospital. So Democrats don't want to talk about their own toxic and deadly policies, so they try to change the subject by blaming your right to keep and bear arms. And that's what they did again in Boston last Thursday. In a letter to the editor of the Boston Globe, Massachusetts U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, along with all nine members of Congress from Massachusetts, all Democrats joined together to support Healy's gun ban edict. So too did 19 Massachusetts mayors and five former Massachusetts attorney general, again, all Democrats. It is a classic case of arrogant executive overreach. A young attorney general who, like her fellow Democrats across the country, apparently thinks that the political marketplace is right to sell gun control gimmicks to take away your right to own a gun so that she can pretend to be fighting crime. Yet, Healy's directive redefining the law by fiat is so poorly written or craftily written, depending on your view of her intelligence or integrity or lack thereof, and so vague, so ambiguous, and so open to interpretation, as Massachusetts Public Safety and Security Secretary Daniel Bennett suggested, it could be read to outlaw virtually every semi-automatic rifle and pistol there is. That's one thing for Democrats to bet the farm on gun control in Massachusetts, which being a Republican may not be exactly illegal, strictly speaking, but it isn't encouraged either. But for Democrats to make gun control not just a central issue, but a defining issue, not just in Massachusetts, but nationwide, as Clinton is doing, as Kaine is doing, and the entire Democrat establishment have done in this election, is something we haven't seen in this country for 16 years. So the only way to stop them from banning guns, as Healey has done in Massachusetts by decree, and as Clinton has vowed to do nationwide, whether by executive order or confiscations couched as gun buybacks, is to defeat them on Election Day. And it needs to be a defeat that is so devastating that they drop their dishonest blame and ban guns campaign for the next 16 years. Of course, it'll never be gone. It'll never be fully gone. Every politician out there should be against ex post facto. Not being against ex post facto is a clear-cut indicator that these people are evil, that they don't care about what happens to you. Any politician that would look you in the eye and tell you what you need and what you don't need has forgotten the oath. They've forgotten that they serve constituents. They serve constituents, not the other way around. Now, without sounding too naive, they need to be reminded. They need to be reminded that they are part-time and that they serve at our convenience. And if we don't like them, we'll get rid of them. They need to know that. They need to be sweating right about now. Being asked, how can they buy back my firearms if they never owned them in the first place? Exactly. Exactly. That's not. And I would imagine that would be something that would be, you know, in New York State, there was only like 4% that actually complied with their registration scheme. I can only imagine how that plays in the United States. Sheriffs would be up in arms over this. A lot of sheriffs would go crazy over this one. That would be one. That would be the defining moment when they tried to start the buybacks and they're coming with the steamrollers and the cops to make you bring your gun back for the buyback. Yeah, that would be the defining moment. It would start in the states that have the registries to begin with, and then they try to spread it. No big deal. We would deal with this. We'll be back in 21 hours. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.